May 1st, 2023. Habcast 437, episode 437. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Woman charged with selling $11,000 of stolen body parts to a man via Facebook group PayPal. Who knew the Facebook marketplace could be such a thrifty place to shop? Not only can you get a bargain on used things, you could get a great deal on the hands that actually use them. An Arkansas woman charged with selling nearly $11,000 worth of stolen body parts to a Pennsylvania man has pleaded not guilty. The audacity. This is not just a simple misunderstanding where you thought your neighbor put their lawn furniture out for trash, so you took it, touched it up, and put it to market. No, she sold a dead person's wang. How is that not intentional? The indictment, unsealed last week in federal court in Little Rock, Arkansas, accuses Candace Chapman Scott of setting up transactions for the remains with the man she met through a Facebook group. She actually found a buyer for this. This is why so many folks are scared of the internet. This is exactly why you got people that sell farts in a jar, burps in a bag. If you can put a price on it, there's guaranteed somebody out there that's willing to buy it. But I digress. Scott pleaded not guilty to 12 counts, including conspiracy to commit mail fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property, and interstate transportation of stolen property. A hearing is scheduled for Tuesday on whether she will be released on bail. How many of you think her bail is going to be an arm and a leg? Sorry, low-hanging fruit. Scott worked at Arkansas Central Mortuary Services, where she transported, cremated, and preserved remains. That's a lot of time alone with those bodies. That's also a lot of time to start coming up with all sorts of ideas. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and Little Rock sent remains of cadavers to the mortuary after they have been donated to the school for medical students to examine. The indictment alleges Scott offered to sell remains from the medical school that the mortuary was supposed to cremate and return. Even though the bodies are donated to science, the schools still have to pay between $2,000 and $3,000 to have them cremated, transported, and stored. That's a hefty price tag, so you know they want to keep track of everybody that's coming in and going out. Separate state charges in Pennsylvania. Why am I not shocked that it's Pennsylvania? Not even a little bit. Name the buyer as Jeremy Lee Pauley. He is not identified in the federal indictment. Scott messaged Pauley on Facebook in October 2021. The indictment says, just out of curiosity, would you know anyone in the market for a fully intact and bomb brain? She wrote to Pauley. Even a mildly normal person would have immediately blocked and reported this woman, but no, not Mr. Pauley. Nope. Nothing turns the chicks on more than an array of body parts pickled like peppers in your mom's basement. Over the next 9 months, the indictment says Scott sold Pauley fetuses, brains, hearts, lungs, genitalia, large pieces of skin, and other body parts. Scott made $10,975 in 16 separate PayPal transfers. What, did he outbid Dr. Frankenstein? That being said, support the show. Donate to my PayPal. Pauley is charged with a misdemeanor count of abuse of a corpse, a felony count of receiving stolen property, a misdemeanor count of receiving stolen property, and a felony count of dealing in proceeds of unlawful activities. Special delivery. Maine man arrested after package containing $3 million in fentanyl mailed to restaurant, cops say. See, this is why Biggie said never get high on your own supply. Hear me out, because if a shark can't survive in the ocean swimming with just one fin, how can a drug dealer make it all the way up the ladder to a $3 million shipment making those type of decisions? Employees of a restaurant in Maine expecting a new shipment of mugs, close, you got drugs, instead received a delivery containing around $3 million of the deadly drug fentanyl, officials said the workers at Mac's Grill in Auburn opened a wooden crate and found inside a plastic tote with 31 pounds of fentanyl pressed into bricks, the Auburn Police Department said WMTW reported. According to police, the package was addressed to a Jeremy Mercier at the restaurant's address, but the name didn't correspond with any employees. Let's take a second to truly take in and appreciate how screwed this guy really was. First off, they have your name. Second, not a soul in the world would be stupid enough to go in there and get the drugs for you. And third, last but not least, you can't leave the fentanyl on the table because whoever sent you that $3 million worth of drugs would easily have you floating in the harbor by the end of the week. About an hour after staff alerted authorities, officers arrested Mercier, 41, when he showed up and asked about the illicit package. No, police found $2,780 in cash on Mercier they believe was from drug dealing, officials said. This has to be the biggest squeeze play of a drug bust in history. He has to come get it. All you gotta do is just wait for him. Mercier faces multiple charges, I bet, including aggravated legal importation of scheduled drugs, aggravated trafficking of scheduled drugs, and violation of conditional release. What, he was already on probation or something? He was booked into Androscoggin County Jail without bail. Mike Peters, the owner of Mac's Grill, told WMTW he was glad the fentanyl didn't make its way to the street. And let's not forget, fentanyl is the top public enemy of all alphabet agencies and law enforcement departments all across the country. They are just foaming at the mouth to get their hands on a slip up like this. The instances of overdose in our and surrounding communities is awful, and fentanyl seems to be front and center when it comes to fatalities, Peter said in a statement. It is very sad. It is. Despite the seriousness of the incident, he joked, if there are folks out there considering having their drug ship here, we would kindly ask they choose somewhere else. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.